Video: Rosie O'Donnell compares U.S. to fascist Germany. Claims we are raping children in ICE detention facilities. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 1, 2026. Rosie O'Donnell compared the United States to fascist Germany and accused the U.S. of raping children in ICE detention facilities in a bizarre new video rant posted to social media. Countries have fallen, stronger and bigger than ours, to fascism, O'Donnell declared in her tirade. Before adding that in World War II, we lost a lot of Americans over there. Doing what was right, ending this genocide, this Holocaust. Watch below. And we all vowed, never again, remember? Never again would we allow, the comedian continued. Why did the German people allow that? Why did they? Nobody thought it was that bad, and they started making gas chambers. O'Donnell then accused the U.S. government of making concentration camps, adding, we're rounding up people without a warrant. We're raping children in ICE detention. They're all getting pregnant. And they're separated, males and females, who has access to those girls? She asked. What happens to their babies? What do they do with them? The left-wing actress went on. There are big questions. How did the Trump family make billions and billions of dollars in 18 months? O'Donnell's rant is simply the latest in a series of strange TikTok videos the comedian has been posting to social media since President Donald Trump was sworn in office earlier last year. Last month, O'Donnell, who fled the United States for Ireland earlier last year, sang about the president's teeny tiny penis and dirty diapers in a video posted to TikTok, just days after claiming Trump is obsessed with her. Notably, the 64-year-old has repeatedly claimed that the president is obsessed with her, despite the fact that her own therapist has warned her to dial down her own obsession with Trump. O'Donnell has been disseminating a constant barrage of TikTok posts ranting about Trump, spreading fear-mongering rhetoric, including the bizarre claim that the president will use an assassination attempt or terrorist bombing to cancel this year's midterm elections. Last year, O'Donnell said her 12-year-old child who has autism is very upset about President Trump and smashes her hand on the table, because she believes he forced her family to leave the United States. Alana Mastrangelo Rask is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.